fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful, restful weekend. I'm delighted to be able to say we've got with us once again this week Dr. Peter Williamson, a Cardinal Adam Mida Chair for Sacred Scripture at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. He's also the editor of the Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture, and he was here a few weeks ago. We began to talk about the Book of Revelation, that important, inspiring, but also mysterious and sometimes hard to understand book, that Book of Revelation. And Peter wrote a wonderful commentary on it. I highly recommend it to you. It really makes all the challenging things very accessible and helps the Book of Revelation come alive. So welcome back, Peter.
Thank you, Pete. Good to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you back again. Well, I know we did this sort of a week ago where you kind of gave us a kind of a general picture of Revelation. What are we looking at here? Why don't you go ahead and do that again, just for those who weren't here last time, maybe, and happen to be tuned into the program.
Okay, great. And I've got a little more on it that I think will help make it clear. Okay. First of all, Revelation is a book of prophecy by an early Christian prophet, John. Was he the Apostle John, who also a prophet? We don't know. Tradition says yes, but it may not be that way. We don't know for sure. And what the Lord Jesus says to him, it's a prophecy that Jesus gives to him via an angel. And what Jesus says to him in chapter 1 of Revelation is that he's, in verse 19, write down therefore what you have seen. So it's a book of visions, prophetic visions, what is happening and what will happen afterwards. So it's speaking about the present of the church, of the early church at the end of the first century, and about our present. And it's also speaking about the end of history, what will happen afterwards. So that's the basic picture. But what I can offer now, Peter, is six themes,
main themes of the
Book of Revelation. So here they are. I'll try to shoot through them fast. Number one, believe it or not, one of the main themes of the Book of Revelation is Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
It's the old Jesus loves you.
Amen.
This I know because the Bible tells me so. Well, the Bible tells me so from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation. And right in the very opening verses, it says that this is a message from the one, and it says, quote, who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood. It's Jesus. It doesn't even say past tense, who loved us, but who loves us and who, past tense, freed us from our sins by his blood. It's about the lamb that was slain, Jesus who loves us and laid down his life for us. Theme
dying,
one.
Dying on the cross. Lady,
dying on the
cross. That's the Lamb of God.
Second, one more theme on the Jesus loves us is it ends with a wedding. It ends with the wedding feast of the Lamb, the marriage of God and humanity, of Christ and the church. And the New Jerusalem is the bride where God dwells, where there's perfect union between God and humanity. So it's really a love story. It's the conclusion of the love story of the Bible. So Jesus loves you is the first theme. Second theme is God is in control. All kinds of hell breaks loose. Things happen in the book of Revelation. But all of them are controlled from the great throne room where the Lamb is opening the seals, where commands are coming from the throne of God, where the angels and the living creatures do it. So any evil that breaks out, and there's all kind of evil that breaks out, is under control. God lets it go for accomplishing his purposes, to let human freedom run its course and to let people make choices. And all the while, though, all the things that happen, God's in control. So that's the second big theme and a tremendously important one. Third important theme is this. Don't be afraid of dying. Don't be afraid of dying. So right in chapter 1, as Jesus identifies himself, he says, fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades. Jesus is in control of death. He defeated death, and he shares that victory with us, and we're not to fear anything. If you don't need to fear death, you don't need to fear anything. Mm. And the message is don't be afraid of it. And then in other texts, which we could go into any more of these themes if you want, or into greater depth, but say in chapter 7, it describes, the second half of chapter 7, it describes those who have died, who have come out of the great tribulation that the church is going through. and they're in perfect peace in the presence of the Lord, and Jesus, the Lamb of God, is their shepherd. And the Lord God is wiping every tear from their eyes. So it gives a picture of what happens to Christians after they die. You can be martyred, you can suffer greatly in this world, but there's something awaiting you that we have a picture of. This is really, if you will, the first picture of life after death that there is in the Bible. You know, for what happens to us is in the second half of chapter 7 of Revelation. So don't be afraid of dying, because Christ has conquered death.
Amen.
Isn't that beautiful?
Amen. Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, fourth theme. Things will get worse before they get better.
Hmm.
So the book of Revelation is a realistic book. It's a comforting book, but it's realistic. And it basically says, as Jesus himself says in his final discourses in the Gospels, Synoptic Gospels, that times are going to be tough before he returns and before the kingdom comes in its fullness. So, you know, there's going to be earthquakes, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, there's going to be famines, there's going to be shakings, you know, in the heavens and the earth, there's going to be natural disasters. There's going to be a release of evil and deception and the work of the devil. There's going to be trial for Christians. Jesus says it, in the world you have tribulation. Don't be afraid. I have overcome the world. So the message is a realistic one. God's in control, but it's going to be challenging. And there's going to be things that are going to come up that are going to be hard.
In some way, I'm thinking of the catechism where it talks about the last days. And it says that the church is going to have to go through her final Passover.
Yes.
Just in following the Lord to Calvary, essentially, before he returns again. And he finally defeats Satan, because the Antichrist will rise. Many people will follow him and seduce him. Those who are faithful to the Lord are going to be persecuted, and some are going to be martyred. But when Jesus returns, the final victory over Satan is going to happen. He's going to destroy it. And then the wedding feast of the Lamb is going to happen. You know, he's going to draw those who are faithful to him, right? And then,
yes. So it's kind of like God is going to let evil have its head. Human beings who want to choose evil, he's going to let them go. And he's going to let Satan's people who choose Satan are going to get him. And he's going to allow that to happen. But then when it looks like it's absolutely winning the day, Christ is going to return. And as it says in 2 Thessalonians, which also talks about this end trial of history, the Lord Jesus will slay the man of lawlessness whose power is by Satan, by the breath of his mouth, by his word. And Revelation depicts it as slaying the Antichrist by the sword that comes from the mouth of the risen Jesus, his word. So at a simple word of command, the powers of evil, of Satan, of darkness, of Antichrist, of the false prophet, come to an end. But Christians have to be courageous. They have to endure. They have to draw strength from the Lord, because it's not easy in the world. Okay, you want the next thing?
Good, let's go.
Okay, yeah. Number five. In the time between Jesus' two comings, the first coming, when the incarnation, his death and resurrection, and his second coming at the end of history, the role of the church is, and I got three elements here, one, to follow Jesus, to follow the Lamb. Chapter 14, verses 1 to 4, 1 to 5, depicts disciples as virgins, faithful followers, following the Lamb wherever he goes, singing a song, the song of the Lamb that only they can learn. So following Jesus. Second, it's to worship and witness. Chapter 11 in Revelation, right in the middle, sort of shows the mission of the church, the role of the church in history. And it's worshiping in the temple, so we'll get to that maybe tomorrow. And then secondly, it shows them witnessing. The two witnesses are figures, symbols of the ministry of the church, and their preaching is powerful. God doesn't allow their preaching to be silenced until the job is done. Then he allows the evil one, the beast, to conquer. But then the Lord raises up the church. And so second is worship and witness, and third is being faithful unto death. That's the role of the church. Follow, worship, witness, be faithful unto death. Okay, number six, and this is an important part of the book of Revelation. It's what the Lord is saying to the world. Jesus is calling the whole world to repent, to turn from evil to God, to wash our robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, to take advantage of the forgiveness that comes through the cross of Christ. He's inviting every person who hears this radio broadcast to repent. You know, all of us who are lifelong Catholics and Christians, repent, as well as those who've never known. Turn to God, turn from evil, cry out for mercy, receive the forgiveness that comes through the death of Jesus Christ. That's what we're the whole world is summoned to. That's the gospel.
Yeah.
And so that's the sixth and the final theme that I want to mention. For
really
the book
good.
Revelation.
Thank you for that. So it's really very helpful. It makes it more accessible. You know, one of the things you said at the very beginning was quoting the book of Revelation where it says, what was, what is, and is to come, that whole kind of unfolding. And so you just spoke about the things are going to get worse before they get better, and the final rise of the Antichrist and what's going to happen in the world. But in some way, isn't that same Antichrist spirit and risings and fallings happening throughout history? I'm thinking of the communist period or the Nazi period or what we're experiencing right now, I think, in terms of an intense secularization of pushing Jesus, pushing God and reference to God from the human horizon. It's another Antichrist moment in some way. So
it's really important to realize that what Revelation is talking about is not simply something that happens at the end of history, but the dynamics of the end characterize the whole of Christian history. So while there is a final trial of the church that the Catechism talks about, Revelation and other books of the Bible talk about, as it says in the New Testament, the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Or St. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2, the mystery of iniquity is already at work. So even Nero in the first century was an embodiment of the Antichrist spirit. Domitian may be also seen that way. Caligula, some of these emperors. The Roman Empire was a manifestation of the beast, as well as of Babylon. But we know that it also has manifestations in our own history. In the 20th century, you name some of the great dictators in Russia, in China, in Albania, in Cuba, where there's an Antichrist power that hates the church, tries to crush out faith, and opposes God. Well, we also have the spirit of the false prophet in our day, overturning, you know, truth about what is life, what is human life and its value. If you think about abortion, that the slaughtering of millions and millions of lives, and the ideology, the ideas of woman's choice, of woman's freedom that justifies the killing of babies in the wombs. There is a deception at work in the world, and it's there. Also the deception about sexuality, that sex can be separated from marriage. The confusion about what is a man, what is a woman. This is a deception. This is the ideology of the false prophet being pumped out through our media. And so we have to make the choices right now. We face the spirit of the false prophet, the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit of Babylon in the world in which we live. So is this the end? God knows. We don't. But we know that the dynamics of the end are already present, and we're called to spiritually resist and be strong and unite ourselves to Christ.
And some of those key themes you gave us, you know, that God loves us, God's in control, time for witness, it's time for, you know, worship God and to give witness to Him and to proclaim the gospel and to call people to repentance, to be ready to endure, to be ready to lay down your life if you have to let, you know, to just not be afraid. That whole spirit, that system that's against God is present at all times in the world, manifesting itself to one degree or another. So
yes.
Anyway, this is really good stuff. We've got a lot more this week coming up, friends. I hope you can join in. Tell your friends to join the program. Come on, dial in, because we're going to get into some of the heart of the book of Revelation again over the next couple of days and make application to your life to say, what does it have to say to me today? What's this section of the scripture saying? What is this particular dimension of Revelation saying? So again, our guest has been Dr. Peter Williamson, the Adam Cardinal Mita Chair for Sacred Scripture at Sacred Heart Major Seminary, and he's the editor of the Catholic Commentary on Sacred Scripture. I encourage you to look it up on the web. God bless you. Have a good day.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message?, I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the Church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.